All right, back at it here. And there are some things that make you scratch your head about the pandemic. I have this interesting list that I'm going to go through here. So you want to believe the so-called experts? Well, who knows? The virus was newly discovered January 2020. False. Judicial Watch now showing that Fauci and the NIH, the COVID-19 was diagnosed no later than December 2nd, 2019. I think it was earlier than that, but that's just me. 15 days to slow the spread. If we all just stay home and minimize contact for 15 days, shut businesses and schools and don't travel, COVID will be under control. We can trace infections and stop it. False. Because the virus is already worldwide at that point. If you give us 30 more days, this is 6 weeks into the slowing of the spread, it'll work. False again. Same reason. No way to contain it once it was out. Lockdowns and restrictions work to save lives. No. For five decades, we've had pandemic response plans that make clear that once you have widespread community dispersion of an infectious agent, attempting to lock down people or impose any sort of a non-pharmaceutical intervention is futile and causes harm. We ignored decades of hard-won experience. And by the way, we don't have enough ventilators. Remember that? We didn't have enough ventilators. We had plenty of them. And then we built piles more. And ventilators save lives. No, the fatality rate on ventilators was incredibly high. Another false statement. Those that end up on ventilators, very poor outcomes. Mostly a community spread disease. Stores, bars, restaurants, churches, concert halls. They're the false. More than half of all transmissions happening inside of homes. And the other places, healthcare settings, hospitals were a big place, which has always been true, by the way. Hospitals, because you have sick people there. It's not the fault of the hospitals. Generally, they do their level best to sterilize and clean and all of those things. But you can only do so much. You put a bunch of sick people inside a building, guess what? Other people get sick. Asymptomatic transmission, a major risk. False. Over millions of contacts traced in China, not one was ever proven to be from an asymptomatic person. Not one. We had no way to stop the nursing home deaths and did the best we could. False. Putting sick people in nursing homes, bad plan, killed people. Let's see here. Age is the primary determinant of risk. No, obesity. And the panoply of health conditions caused and exacerbated by being fat. Pardon me, but that's the truth, is the primary determinant of risk. Nations that have lower obesity rates had a 10 times lower or better risk of death from COVID-19 on a per 100,000 population basis. Obesity is, in each and every instance, a lifestyle choice. Yeah. It's about weight. Ivermectin works, so the idea that existing drugs could do nothing, false. Must develop new treatments and vaccines. It didn't hurt. Remdesivir worked. What was the one the president used? Let's see here. What was the one the president used? I'll think about that. Masks are the best tool we have to stop the spread. This is something else we are told. Just wear them for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. We'll have COVID under control. No. Hawaii took 10 times the case rate spike a month after their mandate. This was known before Dr. Redfield told Congress that it would work. There are zero states which did not take a monstrous spike in the winter despite mandates, including California, with the most strict lockdowns and mask mandates in the nation. Mask mandates have been around 90% of compliance. That's right. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, Super Bowl caused a huge spike in cases. That didn't happen. Texas dropping its mask order will lead to mass disease and death. That didn't happen. The only people who account for herd immunity are those vaccinated. That's obviously false. Even if you had the disease and recovered, you should get vaccinated. Zero science behind that claim. But they're forcing people to do it. Even if you've been vaccinated or had the disease and recovered, you should wear a mask and distance from others. Completely false. I won't. That's nonsense. I won't. Then why would you get the vaccine? And 100% waiver of all liability to all companies making the vaccine. That has, I mean, these things have to make you wonder. There's certain things that have to make you wonder. It's an interesting article. You should look up the market ticker if you have an interest. The market ticker. So you want to believe the so-called experts? There you go. The market ticker is there for you to review and see what you make of all of it. How about that? And how about PatriotFoods.com? Supporting American farmers. It's a Michigan-based company. American only. Fruits and vegetables and now T-bones and fillets and Amish meats and cheeses for the deli rack. I mean, first class. PatriotFoods.com. And if you spend more than $100, it's free to your doorstep and delivery charges. No charge anywhere in America. And you also help out military families in need, because every time PatriotFoods.com makes a sale, military families in need get a little something in their jar. So check it out. PatriotFoods.com, if you haven't checked it out, remember, it's free to look. It's free to look. What do you got to lose? That's the same thing I say about GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You need fruits and vegetables in your life. GruberHealth.com, my pure health solutions. You can lose weight and feel great. That obesity thing, you need to nip it in the bud. Some final thoughts here on the program in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.